Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 13th. It's Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. Be careful if you're out there celebrating. The grains closed mixed. March corn up a quarter, 430 and three quarters. March wheat steady, 597 and a half. March beans down 6¾ cents, 1186 and a quarter. The meal was down 410. The oil was up 40 ticks. The grain's under pressure here today a little bit with the dollar up 80 ticks. It closed at 104.85. That's the highest price in 2 months out here. That was a result of the CPI being as strong as it was. Inflation certainly doesn't seem like it's settling back to me anytime soon. It looks like I would think that they're going to take any interest rate cuts off the table here for a while. So at any rate, the Dow is down 745 points. We're only 10 points off the lows. The bonds are down almost 2 points. Silver down 68 cents an ounce. Gold down $27 an ounce. The S&P is down 100. The NASDAQ is down 400. The only thing that was really strong was the crude oil. It was up 95 cents a barrel at 77.87. You know, overall, it was just kind of a nothing day out here. I really think the market is trying to do its best to bide its time until the Ag Forum. We would certainly guess that it's going to be bearish on the beans, maybe friendly on the wheat. Most likely bearish on the corn when they plug in trendline yield, though acres may be down a little bit. But I still think carryouts are going to be pretty strong. I think demand's going to be down. And I just don't see anything positive. The only thing positive that might come out of it, as I've been saying, is the funds are short. 300,000 contracts of corn. Do they want to cover just because they're tired of selling? Maybe they're waiting for the report to try to cover out here. Of course, it could be the other side of the coin. If the reports are bearish, maybe the funds want to add to their short positions. But I really think that's more of a long shot than anything else out here. But today was, you know, felt like kind of a turnaround Tuesday. I really didn't see much here. The weather in Argentina rained this morning. They have some dryness in the next 6 to 10 days, but then more rain, maybe a little warmer in Brazil. But I don't see anything really that's going to be a major crop changer this late in the game. French wheat acres are going to be down. I think that's going to be the trend around the world to see lower wheat acres, which may why the wheat numbers may be a little bit friendly out here. So overall, you know, there just wasn't really too much here. We have the holiday in Asia with the Lunar New Year. We've got Mardi Gras in Brazil. So really a relatively quiet day out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.